as Iqbal beautifully described the situation. Two, you Muslims, you will not perish if Iran or the Arabs perish. That the spirit, the strength of the wine has got no connection with the container. It is not dependent upon the container. The container is our nationhood, our boundaries. That the spirit of Islam is not dependent upon geographical boundaries or national limitations. So this is what Allah Bari Ta'ala does again and again. He chose the Arabs. When they relax, the Turks. And when they relax, the Christian came and sat on their chest. And this is a continuous process. You don't do your job, Allah will replace you with another people. We are in the world today, 1,000 million Muslims. 1 billion, we are boasting. And 90% of this 1 billion happen to be the Sunni world. We have stopped delivering the goods. Allah chooses a nation whom we all have been looking down upon. The Iranians, Shia. This is the word ever on the word of Shia. What is there among the Shia? What can you find? And history was very unkind to our brethren in Iran, that the Shah happened to be the ruler and his name happened to be Muhammad. Imagine. See, it happens to be Muhammad, but the guy, really speaking, was not a believer. And it is hard for us to imagine today, once you visit that country and you find out, go into the details of what was going on, that this Iranian, the Shah, it seems as if he was a foreigner. If the Russians conquered that nation, and if the Russians lorded it upon this people with all the cruelties, we can understand. But here is a man, he is supposed to be an Iranian, speaking the Persian language, and having the name of Muhammad, and what he stooped down to, what he did to the nation. We were equating Iran with the Shah, and the Shah with Iran. They were synonymous terms. But when you go into details, we learn that the Shah and the Iranian people were poles apart. Absolute foreigners one to another.